Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Still no word from former state senator Frank Hoagland if he's going to be coming on with Ron Ferguson next week for round two, the second debate in this big primary election. Ohio House District 96. Ron Ferguson said, oh, hell yeah, I'll be there. Still no word from Frank Hoagland, former state senator. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. Speaking of former state senator Frank Hoagland, we've got Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news, calling us live from the luxurious cab of his state-of-the-art Freightliner Cascadia 125. He has got a real problem with Frank Hoagland calling him Sergeant Slaughter and all that, and which I think is inappropriate, quite frankly. I think it's inappropriate. But Mr. Big Willie, so that's kind of what he does. So, all right, fine. Hoagland is more than capable of responding, I am sure. I'm just caught in the middle of this thing. I just want Hoagland in here with Ron Ferguson for the second debate. The first one, we had more than 12,000 views. Our Facebook live stream here, exclusive live in-studio debate on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. We had more than 12,000 views. That's a great opportunity for both candidates to be get their word out and have more and more people know who they are and what they stand for. And Ron Ferguson's all for it. But so far, nothing with Frank Hoagland. I don't understand that at all. Also, we got a prize package for you this morning, and very interesting prize. Well, it's not very interesting, but it's a great prize package because it's free, and your chance to win. You're going to need this phone number, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And also, Dimitri Graffiti, excuse me a second. Still fighting a cough and cold. I'm a lot better than I was yesterday. Dimitri Graffiti, right, where you call in and say or do pretty much anything you want as long as you follow the rules of engagement. So we've got all that and so much more, including lots of disturbing questions about the Hancock County school system and why aren't people being charged and thrown in jail? I've got a deep throat, one of my deep throats in Hancock County sent me a damning indictment about the whole rotten, stinking structure, and I'll be sharing that with you in just a bit. Right now, though, a very special guest, one of our favorites, Stacy Gilson. She is a events coordinator. She is also the head of Ignite Hope, which is a wonderful organization trying to raise awareness regarding human trafficking and how to stop it. And the big event is coming up on Saturday, February 7th, Saturday, from 1 to 3 p.m., Ohio County Public Library Auditorium. That's at the lower level next to the boardroom, and free parking. It's handicap accessible. There's an elevator. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. So, Stacy Gilson, thank you for holding over here for this. Who are going to be the panelists again for this Ignite Hope thing on Saturday?
We have the YWCA, Heather Lapp. We have Executive Director at the Sexual Assault Help Center, Ashley Carpenter. Harmony House, we have Katie Bandon. We will have Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman. And then we will have our victorious voice, Allison, who is a survivor of human trafficking.
And it's free, correct?
It is free.
All right.
Yes.
Will any law enforcement be there?
We're still working on that. They've been pretty busy lately. We're hoping to have somebody, but I don't have that confirmed.
All right. Walk me through this human trafficking thing, even though it's creepy beyond belief and icky beyond words. You had mentioned earlier, if you just joined us, by the way, you missed an incredible first segment there with this interview with our live exclusive guest, Stacy Gilson, that one of the children, the Allison, was not bought, but persuaded with candy when she was 4 years old. What was that all about now with the neighbor?
Yeah, you find these, well, first of all, the predators, they bribe the kids, you know, and her was a dumb sucker. That's what she remembers. But she was bought and sold. She had a handler, and then somebody bought her as she journeyed through life, because once this happens, as she would say, they never let you go. And then her family did move, and they did prosecute that person. But it happened again on a bus driver that was here illegal. And it took 17 years to prosecute him. The law, the story is incredible, because you think, how can that be? But it was a bus driver, and that was when she was more five or, no, she was like 7 or 8. Her story is touching because it's never ending, even up to the adult. But the journey through school, she was diagnosed. They gave her different medications, said she was hyper, because as she told me, they never asked the right questions to her. And you have to keep in mind, this started when she was 4. So she was young. She didn't understand. So that's all she knew. Oh. And her parents didn't know. So it's a journey. And then the recovery of such a horrible thing that happened to her. And that's where she is in life now, which the community, like the YWCA, you know, they do the counseling. She's recovering from drugs, because that's how they manipulate them. They get them drugged. There's times that she has lapses in her life because she was just a zombie drugged. And she was at Epstein Island. Don't know how she got there, but she tell her story, but she was there. And she knows a lot of things. And
like what?
Who the big shots were. I mean, the guy that bought her, he was a well-to-do, and this wasn't in this area, of course. And he owned her, and she had to do certain things for him. And then he passed from cancer, and then the handler came back in. It's like surreal when you're hearing the story. You think, how could this be happening? How can human beings do this to other human beings?
Back to Epstein Island. She knows mm-hmm. names? Does she know names? Hello?
Well, she doesn't remember the name. She just knows she was there. She, you know, her handler, the person that bought her was there, because that's where they went. There is so many things, even probably here in our town, that there are people doing these things with children.
My God.
They have parties. They have things going on, and she used to host them in different areas. I think that's part of the mystery. It's like, what is all this about? And it's like, it's sophisticated, it's high end, it's money, and it's people in high places. And those people in high places, they're blackmailed, so they get corrupt. I mean, it's endless.
What about the blackmailing? Walk me through the blackmailing.
Well, what the blackmailing is maybe a senator or somebody or a high profile person gets caught up. They get to go to a party, they get drugged, and then they get pictures taken doing things with people, which is all set up. They set these people up, and then now they have them because they've got damaging images that could ruin their family, their careers, and then that's how they get away with this. This is a sophisticated ring of people that have money, and it's deep, just like everything else in the world. It's deep.
My God in heaven. I've always suspected that the real reason why we don't get much work done for the people in D.C. is because so many of the politicians are being blackmailed. I don't think that Epstein and Epstein Island and Jeffrey Epstein and all that are outliers. I think they're the most obvious. My fear, my suspicion is mm-hmm. that there are a lot of these operations going on out there. I do not have smoking gun evidence regarding this. But that would seem to be the only thing that actually makes sense, that so many of these people have actually been compromised that they cannot afford to vote the way we want them to vote, because then they're going to be blackmailed, or they are being blackmailed, and then all this information will come out. And you're telling me you think this is more than just a theory. You've talked to enough people that you know this to be true?
I've heard it from her, and she has, yes, it is true. And you know what? I also have another gal that I'm speaking with, and she is also a victim, and she wants to fight to help those people that get caught up in it, because she was a part of a ring that did that. They go after these high-profile people. They get them on a plane. They're flying them someplace. They drug them, and they get there, and it's just ongoing. And it is blackmail, and they do threaten you, just like Allison, you know, her family, and she had children, and they know where her children are. That's why she had to flee where she was coming from, because of her safety of her children.
Wait a minute. Allison had children by these rapists or by her?
She had children by her boyfriend, And again, she was still being trafficked, but they hold them for drugs and money. She had to make certain money to basically pay her handler. And when she had her child, they know, and she left because she's fearful for her children. Right. And yes, they do take care of things like that in not a good way. Not that she has seen that, but she knows that it's happened.
Well, what does that mean?
They kill people.
She has seen this.
It's corrupt. It's so deep. And it's eventually going to come out. And you're right, it is. You wonder why people do certain things. It's because they are being blackmailed. And they're also a victim, to be honest with you.
My goodness. Now, that Pizzagate thing a few years ago was a tinfoil hat stuff regarding conspiracy theories and all that. And now, I don't know what... Now, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe. I mean, you know, all these different conspiracy theories, you wait about 30 days and then almost all of them turn out to be true. But this is beyond belief. So the big event is this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Ohio County Public Library Auditorium. No registration, just show up and go downstairs to the auditorium, the lower level, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I tell you, if we can get churches and youth groups, school, student organizations, parents, educators, and community people who want to learn to help, those are the people that need to come out on Saturday. It's free. It's just an opportunity to ask questions. And they can ask questions. They can ask Allison. They can ask Heather. They can ask for education. Because these organizations that we partner with, they are doing these things in the community. They can tell you more statistics because they're working in it. And we need to also be so thankful for these organizations that are out on the front line, because this is not an easy thing to deal with, because it's so dark and it hurts when you see these children. And there's a lot of them out there that don't even know they're being trafficked. They're just trying to survive and, you know, get money to live, the drugs. You know, it's a whole circle of thing, and it starts with the drugs, the mental illness. It's a deeper problem than I think most people realize, but I think there's hope, there's solutions. But here's the key. We all have to work together and conquer this by each agency working in their strengths, trying to bring awareness and education. In our neighborhoods, we need to be aware of what's going on.
No question. Ignite Hope in Plain Sight. Powerful afternoon questions and answers, an open forum. The panelists again, Stacy Gilson, are who?
The YWCA, SAC, which is...
Sexual Assault Help Center.
Right.
Ashley
and
Carpenter.
Then the Harmony House. Okay. And Senator Laura Wakeham, and of course, our Victorious Voice.
All right. Well, sort of Laura Wakeham Chapman.
Yes.
All right, great. And Victoria's, any chance of getting this Allison or this other woman to come on the show here to talk about this? Would they want that?
She is in the healing process, and her passion is to stop it, to help the future so there's no more victims. Yes, I think she would be, because of her healing that she has gained through all the agencies. That's part of it. And she wants to, she's in school now, and she wants to work with the law enforcement because she knows the hiccups and the stupidity out there, because you can't get anything done. And she speaks very frankly. And I think she would.
All right. Is she local? Is she local by any chance?
Well, she lives here now, but she's not from here.
All right. Well, I'd love to have her here in studio, maybe with you if you want. If you would ask her, we could do the whole show one day about human trafficking and highlight Allison's story. If that would work for you, we'd change our programming and do nothing but 2 hours on human trafficking here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Would that work for you?
I certainly will see if she would do that, and yes. I think it would be good, because you would be getting the facts from somebody that has lived it, walked it, and knows the inside. And she's got a lot of common sense when we talk. She just says, just even like with the drugs, you know, the way they handle the people on the drugs and stuff. She is a wealth of information. Even though it's very hard and it's not comfortable, she's at a point in life where she wants to make a difference.
Well,
I've got a She doesn't want to be a victim. She wants to be victorious.
Well, I've got a microphone here. We can help amplify her message. Everybody in the valley will hear it. Happy to do it. If you can be the liaison to put this thing together, we'll do an entire show on human trafficking here in the valley. Happy to do it. Stacey, we're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word. One last time here. Tell us about this Ignite Hope in Plain Sight thing on Saturday.
It's just open to the public. It's free. It's a raising awareness education to help prevent human trafficking. And we invite everyone to come out. Bring your teenagers because they are the victim. They need to know that this online, that the predators out there, the groomers, they are watching everything they put online, and that's how they get targeted.
Mm-hmm. And for more information, how do they get in touch with Ignite Hope?
They can go to our Facebook, Ignite Hope, and if they want to register for the event, that's great. It's always nice to know how many people are coming, but it's not necessary. We just want people to come. So Ignite Hope on Facebook. They can get more information.
Fantastic. You've been wonderful. I appreciate it greatly. My best to Tom and that cheese sandwich place in Warwood, and see if you can line up this thing for a big event here with Human Trafficking.